This is the Hip Hop Debate.
Hey everyone, it's Paul and Kyle back with yet another episode of the Hip Hop Debate. And you might be wondering why we are in suits. Well, we are surprising everyone with a hip hop label draft. And what this basically is if you could be a record label executive, or not even executive, just the head of a record label, and you wanted to create the most ideal record label, either to you or what you think would be just the best one overall. And we're doing a draft, and we're going to basically go back and forth, and we are limiting it to five hip hop artists, rappers, three producers, DJs, and three groups. And then we're basically, we're not doing one certain type of artist first, in terms of we're not just doing rappers being rappers, then just do producers, then just do groups. We're doing, you could pick anyone. So if you think, you know, something's more valuable, kind of like a running back in fantasy football, you pick them first, you know, maybe, you know, you could get that rapper later in the draft when there's not many groups left. But so that's the way we're going to do it. And we're going to kick it to Kyle for the coin flip.
All right. So we're going to ask our famous friend here, Siri, to flip a coin. I'll let you do the honors and call it. However, if you want to call heads or tails, whatever you're thinking.
Tails never fails, baby.
All right. So here we go. Let's see what Siri says. Hey, Siri, flip a coin. It is tails. So you get the first pick.
Hey. All right. So to start the 2021 hip hop label draft, Paul selects Kanye West, the rapper.
All right.
Do we have any critique about the pick? Any feedback?
Do I have a critique? I think it's a little high for the first overall pick, but I do understand that you are a big Kanye West fan, and I know that he is definitely, in terms of like top, like whatever you want to say, 10, 15, he's definitely up there. So I figured you would pick him first. I think it's a little bit of a reach, but I understand it coming from you.
All right. Well, I think from my end, on my perspective, that's a clear 1-1 overall pick. You just got to take it. It's like AP in 2009. You just got to pick him. So I think that was a clear 1-1. So now we'll go to Kyle for the second pick.
All right. So the second overall pick, and for me, the first pick in my kind of like draft here, I'm going to go with my man, the one and only, the greatest rapper of all time. I'm going to go with my man Nas, taking him first overall from my team.
I just think that he's
the, you know, like I said, the greatest rapper of all time, great lyricist, you know, is one of the greatest rappers of all time in terms of many people, but to me, he's the greatest. And yeah, that's why I went with him first.
All right. So with my second pick, I am taking, I'm being strategic.
Okay.
I am taking a group.
Ah.
And I'm taking Wu-Tang.
Dang, you know, you were reading my mind. I was going to take them next.
It was strategic. To me, that's my analysis of that pick. Honestly, I think we both can agree, at least I think we will. That's the top group in the class. You know, you got to take that. And it's kind of, you know, you lose if you don't take that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I definitely agree. I was thinking kind of the same thing. Like if you were going to take them, I was going to take them, because it's just it's too hard to pass up. And you can always get like some of the other like regular rappers and producers like later on. But to me, they're
premium.
And especially them too. Like they're like, to me, like I wrote down some of my other groups and like nobody even compares to Wu-Tang. So so yeah, that's a good pick for you.
All right.
That kind of messes me up because I don't know what I was going to do. But
oh man.
But I think I'm just going to take a shot here. I'm going to go with somebody who I think I got to grab them quick before I let them slide too far and then you end up taking them. I'm going to go with what I think is the greatest rapper of our generation, maybe. Maybe kind of like in our era. And I'm going to go with Kendrick Lamar. I'm going to take him.
Damn. Take Kendrick. All right.
even though I know that he doesn't have like the career of like, you know, a lot of the other guys in the game. I think that, you know, with his track record so far, you know, he's just great and he's just going to keep getting better. So I'm going to take him, and I'm taking him more as like a young star that I'm going to try and like eventually like, you know, kind of blossom a little bit.
All right. That's a really good pick. with my third pick. I am going to take Travis Scott.
Wow.
I know that's early, but to me, I think him and Kanye can make great music together. And I feel like with, I don't know, pairing with Wu-Tang too, they could do some stuff.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right.
So,
awesome.
Kyle Pegelow with the fourth pick.
It's a toughie now, because now we're starting to get into the nitty gritty here. I think I'm going to go with another rapper on this one, and kind of get my, at least like my top three going. And I think that for my next one, I think I'm going to pick the guy who I believe has the best flow, probably ever. It's debatable whether it's ever, but to me personally, like, I think he's just got the best flow. Didn't have the longest career, but I think of just in terms of flow and just like style and just what he brought to the table on all of his records and stuff. I'm gonna go with Biggie. For his flow and just kind of like his creativity, and, you know, just the way that he kind of carries himself. He definitely is like a, you know, one of those rappers that like, you just like look at him or you hear his music and you're like, wow, this is hip hop to the fullest. So I'm going with Biggie. I'm going with Biggie for my third pick.
Yep. Solid pick. He's a five tool player, and he gives you a bunch of everything. So I think you can't lose on that pick.
Exactly.
Back to you. All right. So with my fourth pick, I am going with my second group.
Oh, wow.
Outkast.
Oh, man. All right.
I think, as I said, groups are a premium, and mm-hmm. top two premium groups to me are on my squad. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
All right. Good stuff. That's a good pick. Definitely. Yeah. Like, I would agree. You probably got the two best groups, probably in all of hip hop, which is really awesome. Yes. that messes me up a lot. So I think I'm gonna take a group now, just because I feel like I have to. And man, this is tough. I'm deciding whether or not I want to go with like a current group or just like, I don't know, somebody that's been around for a while that's, you know, kind of still relevant. Man, this is tough. I think what I'm going to do, and I'm going to hope that some of my other groups are still around as I get later in the draft. But for right now, I'm actually going to pull off a little bit of a shocker. I'm going to go with my first group, and I'm going to select Run the Jewels, Killer Mike and LP. I think that I get a little bit of versatility there with you know, Killer Mike being from like the South and kind of like a Southern rapper. And I also feel like LP is like a great producer, maybe one of the better ones of the whole genre. And I feel like with those two right there, like, I got a good producer on my team as well as a good Southern hip hop artist to go with my Nas and my Kendrick and my Biggie. So I'm going with Run the Jewels for my first group.
All right. I had them on my list.
Nice.
So I think you don't have to pick groups for a while, because I guarantee you the last group you're not going to have. So I don't want to pressure you into picking another group so early.
Okay. All right.
I guarantee you don't have that group.
All right.
At least in your top three or top five, because I probably chose your top two. So
okay.
I don't think you have them. So for my fifth pick, I am selecting Jay-Z.
Nice.
I just think we know what Kanye and Jay-Z could do together.
Yep.
We know, you know, I think Jay-Z's so versatile. He's, some people, the GOAT.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of my top five, but
yep.
Can't complain.
Yeah. great pick, and I totally agree. I think even with Kanye and Travis on your team, like, I feel like that's a really, you know, that's a really good, like, three-headed monster there. Especially a lot. I mean, you got Wu-Tang and Outkast too, which is also really great. So I think all those together are, like, really awesome. Okay. So for my next pick, let's see. So I got my top three rappers right now. I got a group. I think I'm going to take a shot in the dark, and I'm going to go with a producer here. So all right. My
first producer off the board,
The first producer off the board, and it's got to be somebody really, really extravagant and awesome. And I think your Wu-Tang pick just solidifies the fact that I need to take this guy. So I'm going to take the RZA as my first producer.
Wow. Solid.
Especially because I got two New York rappers on there, and I just feel like, you know, he would compliment them really well. Even though Nas and Biggie never really actually, like, collaborate a lot with RZA, I still think, you know, that it's got that whole New York style to it. So I'm going with RZA for my first producer.
I think I'm also going to go with the producer, and I'm not going to go with who you think. I am going to go with Dr. Dre.
Nice.
He has his own sound, so I think he can really do some good stuff with these groups and these artists. He's done some stuff with Jay-Z, not too much. And I feel like he would do good things with Kanye and also with Wu-Tang. So I think Dr. Dre would be a solid pick. And I feel like to some people, for a while, he was considered the GOAT, but to some, you know, for a decent amount of people, they would say he's the GOAT. To me, he's not, but he's up there.
Yeah, that's good. It's kind of interesting, because I feel like he's very West Coast, and a lot of your guys are not West Coast at all. So it's, but, like, I totally agree. Like, he can do a lot of different things with a lot of different people, but.
Oh, don't worry. I still have two rappers to go.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. all right. So I got three rappers right now. I got a producer. I got a group. I'm not feeling any more pressure for groups. So,
wait.
Oh, there you go. all right. So I think that I am going to go ahead and pick another rapper. I think I'm going to, man, I think this person I'm going to pick is just so versatile, with, like, everything that they do, rapping, singing, you know, they can pretty much do it all. And they never really had, like, again, a big career. I mean, they definitely were definitely popular, and a lot of people look at this person as, like, one of the greatest, but they just didn't have the long career. But I still think that everything that this person puts out, whether it's back then or now, it's all quality stuff. And I'm going to go ahead, and I'm going to add some versatility to my team here. And I'm going to draft Lauryn Hill, kind of like my queen of hip hop. I think, you know, I got to get some females in there, and I'm thinking Lauryn Hill is, like, the quintessential, you know, female rapper. She can rap, she can sing. We even talked recently about, you know, one of the songs that she has on that new soundtrack for, I can't remember what the title of the movie was, but the boxing movie or whatever. So, like, you know, puts out good stuff whenever she puts it out, whether it's, you know, in the 90s or today. So I'm going with Lauryn Hill. I think she's a great person to have on the team. And she just adds a lot of good versatility to the hip hop industry. So I'm going with her.
All right. I think I'm going to take this rapper, because I think you might take him. Well, you have one left, right?
I have one rapper left. Yep.
I don't think you'd take him, but I'm going to take him anyway. I'm going to go with, for my sixth pick. Sorry, one second. I'm going with Mr. Slim Shady himself, Eminem. So now you said Dr. Dre.
There you go.
That's a match made in heaven.
Match made in heaven right there. Yep.
So Eminem, some people say he's the GOAT, but he used to be my GOAT. He's still top five as well to me, probably number three or four. So Eminem.
Nice. Yeah, he was probably going to, I wanted to finish off my rappers list with him, but I figured you would take him a little bit before I did. So yeah, it's a great pick. And I kind of talked about versatility with Lauryn Hill. I feel like you get that a lot with Eminem, you know, just like a different kind of rap. Especially when it comes to the other guys you picked, like, you know, Kanye, Travis, Jay-Z, even like Wu-Tang and Outkast, like he's so different, you know? So just adds adds a lot of good versatility to the team. All right. I think I'm going to save my last rap spot for a little bit later. I'm going to try and go ahead and get another group. Man, it's tough. I feel like I have a lot of good groups in kind of like the same realm a little bit. But I think I'm going to go with somebody, you know me, I like a lot of my like conscious rap, and I like a lot of like rap that has like a lot of meaning to it. And a lot of rap that, you know, you can dive into the lyrics and like really get like a story or a message behind it. And to me, nobody really does that better than Public Enemy. So I'm going to go ahead with Public Enemy as my next group. I think that, Chuck D is one of the very, more underrated rappers of probably all time. And I also think that when you talk about a person who has a very distinct sound, he's got it, you know, he's got that distinct sound where like he almost basically sounds like, I don't know, like he's announcing a basketball game or something. Like he just has like that, that sound to him. But like I said, their political messages and their political stances are just like a big thing for me. So, and a lot of, you know, other than Run the Jewels and Kendrick, you know, not too many other people have like that kind of political standpoint, on my label. So I'm going to go with Public Enemy as my next group.
Solid pick. I promised you that I wasn't, that was definitely not one of mine, but I respect his solid pick.
Yeah.
Definitely, fits your groups. Like it's similar.
Exactly.
It's cohesive.
Right.
So for me, I'm going to go another producer. Well, my second producer. I'm going to go with someone I definitely don't think you would pick. Mike Will Made It.
Ah, nice.
I think Mike Will Made It. He is such a big producer, but I feel like he just was kind of always overshadowed a little, but he's always had hits and for so long too.
Yeah.
And he can make hits with, he's made hits for Kendrick, so he can make hits for Eminem. He can make hits for Jay-Z, Travis Scott, and he's done hits for Kanye. And then Mike Will Made It, I think, could do some cool stuff with Outkast.
Yep.
And Mike Will Made It.
I had him on my little board here that I made. I had a ton of producers that I just kind of threw in, and I honestly had no idea who I was going to pick up until I'm about ready to pick them, but he was definitely one of those on there. I think that's a good pick. And I definitely think he's very underrated as a producer as well. So I can appreciate that one. It's tough. I don't know if I should, I feel like I got a lot of producers that I can just kind of pick from, but I only got two spots left for a rapper and a group. So I don't know. I think I'm going to go ahead and just make a controversial pick. One that's personal to me. And I don't know. I feel like a lot of people are going to be like, well, you left this guy on the board. You left this guy on the board over the guy that I'm about to pick. But just somebody who's really personal to me. Shout out to this person too, because today is the day that his most classic album turned 10 years old today, which is kind of wild to think about, but I'm going to go ahead and take my man Drake. You know, Take Care came out 10 years ago today, which is crazy to think about. We were freshmen in college, and that album just meant so much to me, just as like a person and as a person of music. Like, I think that was like one of my first experiences where like I actually had like an album that, you know, kind of like I was able to like express myself with, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
it wasn't me saying the words. It wasn't me like, you know, even putting like, you know, the pen to paper with all these ideas. But when that album dropped, like it was at such a important part in my life, you know, that it just kind of, you know, did a lot of things for me. And so there's that album, but, you know, again, we've talked many times on this show, how great he is in terms of like the success and, you know, when he can rap, he does, and he does really well. You know, just all the success that he's had, I think that, if I'm a label, I want that, you know, I want a guy who can get me the numbers and get me the, you know, the charts and all the success and all that kind of stuff. So, so like I said, I know that there's going to be a lot of people who say like, oh, you took him over somebody like a Tupac or a you know, Common or Snoop Dogg, whatever,
or a Lil Wayne.
Yeah. But like, you know, to me, it's just, again, it's a personal pick for me. Like it just, you know, it's something that I want from my label. And just did a lot of things for me, but also just like the success. And you know, if I'm starting a label, like that's what it all comes down to. So so I'm taking my man Drake for my final rapper pick.
All right, well, be honest, you stole mine. I was gonna add Drake has literally songs with, besides Eminem, he has songs with the other three. And
yeah,
especially my third pick, Jay-Z. Him and Jay-Z, like we've talked about before, just make classics. So and Travis Scott, and also, they have some good songs.
Yeah, and I was also, you know, I'm just looking over my list here. I think Drake and Lauryn Hill together, whew, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. So
I have to agree. Drake was gonna be my next pick, but the show must go on. So with my next pick, I am going to take someone who will do similar to Drake, but not as well as Drake does it, obviously, because Drake's Drake. I'm going to take an up-and-comer, Don Toliver.
Wow.
Because he has songs with Eminem. Mm-hmm. He has songs with Kanye. He has songs with Travis Scott. He could fit on a Jay-Z song. And I think Michael Made It has produced for him, and I think could produce well. And I think... might not fit in with the groups too well, but hey, not, it doesn't have to all work, right?
It's true. Sometimes the labels groups
the groups are good enough by themselves.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I mean, I totally agree. I think that, you know, every label always has like one guy who's kind of up and coming, and you don't ever really know how his career is going to pan out, but I know you're really high on him. And, you know, sometimes that's how labels work, right? Like, you know, there's just guys who like think like they're going to be a big success, and it may not always be the same kind of opinion for other people, but if you're a label head and you really believe in an artist, like, you know, you'll just sign them, and you never know what's going to happen. So it's a risky pick, but you know, I can see why you would do it because you're so big into him right now. So I got two producers left and a group.
Let me add one more thing with him is kind of what I was saying with Drake adds. He adds the singing aspect, the R&B aspect in terms of, you know, he can be like the hook guy or something like that. Right. He can add a verse or a melody to something. So that is, that's why I think I would have taken Drake, but Drake also can just make hits. But Don Toliver was like, you know, who can I put on a, I could put Kanye or Jay-Z, not really Jay-Z, but like a Travis Scott on a hook.
Right.
But, you know, I wanted that like certified R&B singer. Right. And that's what Drake, I would have chosen Drake. But like I said, the cookie doesn't always crumble your way. So I took the up and comer next best thing to me.
Yeah. And I totally agree with that too. Cause like looking at some of your guys, like again, Kanye can make a, you know, like a hook, or Travis can make a hook, but I think you're going to get a lot more like a bang for your buck almost when you have Don Toliver doing the hook. Cause like to me, he's like one of the more like, in terms of like all the people that you've picked so far, like he's the guy that, you know, can make the best hook out of all of them, you know? Yeah. So I think having like a guy like that can do that for you is really good. Especially when you're, you know, more like a Jay-Z or Eminem who just rap, you know? And you also have Outkast too, which, you know, a lot of people don't really give Andre 3000 a lot of credit for his ability to make hooks. So, I totally see where you're coming from with that. So I got two producers left open and I got one more group, and, I don't know. I think I'm going with another producer here. And it's tough, but when I think about what I got so far, I have a New York based group. I have one New York based producer already. I've got Lauryn Hill, Biggie, and Nas, who all come from New York. So I'm going to change it up a little bit and get a little bit of a different style. And I'm going to have to go with a guy who I also think is a little bit underrated. You talked about Mike Will Made It a lot. about him being a little bit underrated. And I completely agree. I also think that this guy is very underrated too. And he's kind of, I don't know, he's had some really good stuff lately. And I just hope that it kind of continues and he kind of continues going on the path that he's in. But I don't think you do. I think I'm going to change. I think I'm going to shock you at the last minute. I'm going to take Metro Boomin.
God damn it.
Yeah. I'm going to take Metro.
That was my pick.
I like him a lot. I particularly like the fact that he can make some really good trap beats, particularly like trap beats that sound like they're almost like coming from like a horror movie. I think that that's really cool. And when I look at my rappers that I have, particularly like the solo rappers like Nas, Kendrick, Biggie, even Drake and Lauryn Hill could probably rap on a really good Metro trap beat. And I think trap is just such a big thing now, you know? So like, I kind of want to keep it a little bit current, and I have RZA, who's kind of like that old school kind of like New York style, production. So I'm going to go with someone who's a little bit more current for my second producer, and just take Metro Boomin, who, like I said, can give me that trap hook that pretty much anybody can rap on. Like Metro Boomin's beats, like, are made for a very specific type of rap, but he also makes them so that everybody can fit on them. So, so I think he's very versatile in that way. So, my second producer, with my pick is Metro Boomin.
God damn it. You know who I thought you were going to say?
Hit-Boy.
Yep. That, everything you were saying was Hit-Boy.
I threw a curveball at you.
You son of a gun. damn. Cause I was going to pick him cause Hit-Boy can do some, I mean, not Hit-Boy, Metro Boomin, I think, is, I said, to me, he's my top two producer. I think he's just had such a run, and the way that he's, how I feel like he can also, he's expanding. He's not like he ran like 2015, 2017, like that was his sound. And then it kind of went a different way. Like Wheezy, I think he's like the guy that's really has the sound right now.
Right.
And, I think Metro Boomin is able, being that he doesn't have it anymore, he's able to, like Hit-Boy kind of with, you know, Paris. I think he had a couple hot beats at the time, Backseat Freestyle, and then he kind of faded away. So similar in that aspect.
And he also, to me, he also has one of the more like iconic like production tags. So whenever you're listening to a song, like, and you hear like, if you're Metro, don't trust you, I'm like, you know, it's like, oh, okay, this is Metro Boomin. So like, you kind of know who he is just based on his production tag, which is again, kind of more like a pop popularity kind of thing, you know, like, you know, you may not always know that it's his beat, but until that production tag comes in, then it's like, oh, okay, Metro Boomin, here we go. So I kind of thought about that as well. So that's kind of why I went with him.
Yeah, that's a good pick. So I'm going to go, I knew he would be left. So my top producer, as we talked about in a previous episode, I'm going to take Pharrell. I think Pharrell, he's produced for Jay-Z. He's produced with Kanye or for Kanye. He's produced for Travis Scott. Mm-hmm. He has done stuff with Don Toliver. And I think he could figure out a way. He's done, you know, him and Dr. Dre, I feel like, have worked together too. Mm-hmm. So, I feel like he's worked with everyone that I've named. So, and also Pharrell and Outkast, I think, could do some really awesome. So I think Pharrell is the producer I want to round out my label with.
All right. Awesome. Well, you still have one more spot, right? Cause I have.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we talked recently about that in like a recent episode. You know, we had the debate whether he's the greatest of all time, but regardless of your stance on that particular topic, like, there's no arguing that he's one of the greatest. You could say that he's the great or whatever, but there's no debating that he is one of the greatest of all time. And I think that with the rest of the people in your group, like, he fits in really well with a lot of those guys. You know, he can make a lot of great beats and great, there could just be like a really good team effort between him and Kanye, Travis, Jay-Z, Eminem, like all those guys can fit really well with Pharrell. Even Outkast, like, I feel like Outkast would be great with them as well. So yeah, that's, I kind of figured you would go that way because I know that you like him a lot, but yeah, awesome. My last two picks. So I have a producer left and I have a group left, and I'm playing this very strategically. So I am going to, I'm going to go with my next and final group. And I'm going to take this group. And again, it's strategically because, this group also to me has one of, the best producers of all time. So if I can have the group, then I also get the guy that kind of is like the backbone to their whole production scheme and everything like that. So I'm going to go ahead and for my final group, I'm going to take A Tribe Called Quest. So that way I can have Q-Tip on my team there. I just think, you know, we talked about their second album. I think it was it last episode where we did that or two episodes ago, where we just talked about like who has like the best sophomore album of all time. And to me, it's A Tribe Called Quest, but I also, again, I think about, you know, Q-Tip and just his ability to be a great rapper and a great producer. So like, again, you know, he's made tracks for Nas already. You know, he, you know, probably had a lot of other ties too with like other New York rappers that I have, like Biggie and Lauryn Hill, you know, they, you know, they just, you know, they kind of all click together, I think. And, so A Tribe Called Quest, they can give me the rapping as a group, but they can also give me that Q-Tip production that to me, I just really like, because I love the sound of like, you know, kind of the jazz influenced kind of rap style. So, to me, that's probably like a little bit more of another personal pick for me. But like I said, I picked it because I like the group as a rap group, but I also like Q-Tip as a producer. So, it's kind of like, for me, it's kind of like a 2-for-1. So.
Solid pick that fits well with your groups. So can't argue with that. All right. So now for my final group, I'm going with actually my number one group that I had on here.
Wow. All right.
UGK.
UGK.
I think I'm a big UGK fan. I think Houston rap is very underrated, as you can check my personal Twitter because I've tweeted that before. I think UGK and Jay-Z, we already know what they can do. UGK and Travis Scott and Don Toliver, as are all from Houston, know what they could do. Yep. Kanye's a, you know, a chameleon. He can kind of go with anything. And I feel like maybe Eminem might be the outlier there, but I think UGK and Outkast, they've had stuff together. And UGK, and I think definitely Michael Made It and Pharrell could fit well with UGK as well. So, that is my final pick, UGK.
Yeah, no, that's good. And like kind of like what you said, they kind of complement Outkast very well. Probably the two best Southern rap groups of all time, with probably one of the best Southern producers of all time in Pharrell. And, you know, you got Travis Scott, who's an up and coming Southern rapper, and Don Toliver, who's also kind of there too. So, you guys got a good complimentary, team going there with all the Southern people. So yeah, it's good. I like it.
All right.
I'm going to kind of follow suit with you a little bit. And, but like for me, it's my last producer. So, but I'm going to pick a producer who, I think, you know, just again, complements all of my artists really well. The creator of that boom bap kind of, sound, and, you know, just, you know, makes a beat for pretty much everybody, kind of like what I said a little bit about Metro Boomin. But this guy, I think to me, it really stands out that he can make production for pretty much any rapper, whether you're from New York or wherever. So I am going to go ahead with the king of boom bap himself, DJ Premier. the pick was a little early that time, but but yeah, I'm going to go with DJ Premier. I think when you look at all of my other guys, you know, Nas, Biggie, Lauryn Hill, you know, Public Enemy, Tribe Called Quest, those are all, you know, kind of New York, you know, kind of New York centered, rappers and groups. You know, I think you can also make a really good beat for a Drake or even like a Kendrick Lamar. Like anybody can make a good beat for Kendrick Lamar. He just, you know, just give him a beat and he'll rap on it. You know, I think even like a good team up with like the RZA would be awesome. Like, you know, if they could kind of like work on a production track, that would be kind of cool. And then, you know, again, kind of the same thing that I feel with like Run the Jewels. Like Run the Jewels is with Killer Mike, and he's an Atlanta rapper, but at the same time, he teams up with LP, who is another great producer, and he's kind of more New York style. So I think DJ Premier is a great pick for me to kind of just finish things off because he can just pretty much make a beat or a record for anybody else on my list. So, so I'm going with my last pick, DJ Premier, as my final producer.
Awesome. Teeb is on my list, so I can't disagree or argue with that. That was a good pick.
Yeah.
I feel like his sound is just New York as it gets. So
absolutely.
My label, I'm just going to give you everyone a quick rundown, then Kyle will. My rappers on my label are Kanye West, Travis Scott, Jay-Z, Eminem, and Don Toliver. My producers are Dr. Dre, Mike Will Made It, and Pharrell. And my groups are Wu-Tang, Outkast, and UGK.
All right. Awesome. And so for my label, the K-Pegs record company, I got my rappers Nas, Kendrick Lamar, the Notorious B.I.G., Lauryn Hill, and Drake. My producers are the RZA, Metro Boomin, and DJ Premier. And then my groups are Run the Jewels, Public Enemy, and A Tribe Called Quest.
Oh, and my record label is called PBP Records. Pretty Boy Pootie Records. All right, so was there any other rappers left on your list?
Like that we didn't even mention or didn't like get that picked?
I have two that I wrote down that I didn't pick.
I'm very surprised. I made a big board of just like names for the whole thing. And I'm very surprised that neither of us picked. I wrote down J. Cole. That's, you never know. Lil Wayne, kind of the same, even Snoop Dogg. Common was another one that I thought maybe could have gotten picked. But the one that I'm really surprised that none of us picked, is Tupac. How do two guys who are so, just like engulfed in hip hop, don't pick Tupac? I thought for sure that if I didn't pick him, you would, and it just didn't turn out that way. And, again, my Drake pick was probably going to be one of the ones where people say you pick Drake over Tupac. And I don't know, when you're thinking about a label, I'm thinking about versatility, and I had Nas, I had Kendrick, I had Biggie, and I even had Lauryn Hill. So I kind of needed somebody to almost water down my label a little bit. And I feel like Tupac would not do that. He would, two star studded with the rap. So I'm very surprised that neither of us picked him.
So this is, I'm defending you. So to all the fans that are going to say, oh, how do you pick Drake over Tupac? You know why? Because if you want to go to a previous episode where we talk about most top five influential rappers, my man to my left over here said Tupac in his list. So if you're looking for that, go to that episode. But if you're looking for a draft where we're trying to make the best label we possibly can, we both felt that we had to go with different pieces that fit. So go listen to that other episode then. Yep.
thanks for helping me out with that. But I also just think too, to me it also always comes down to picking one or the other, either him or Biggie, and I don't know, in terms of just listening to the rap music, I listen to a lot more Biggie than I listen to Tupac. And again, even though I know that Tupac is, to me, he's the most influential person in all of hip hop, but if I'm starting a label, I'm thinking about the talent and the skill, and that's not to say that Tupac isn't skilled or talented. He clearly is. He's one of the greatest of all time. But, for me, when it comes down to that whole conversation between Biggie and Tupac, to me personally, I just pick Biggie. I think his flow is a little bit better. I think that he has a little bit more humor, whereas Tupac is a little bit more serious. And I kind of get that seriousness from a Nas or a Kendrick, So I think, it really just depended on who I picked before that. So if I had picked an Eminem, or even a Kanye West, who are two people that can bring humor to my label, then maybe I would have picked Tupac, who's a little bit more serious. But my first couple picks were Nas and Kendrick. So I figured Biggie, kind of adds more of that humor and kind of that lighter flair. Yeah, exactly. So that's kind of why, to me, I left him off. I'm a little surprised that you picked Don Toliver over Tupac, but at the same time, I know how much you really like him and how big you are on him. So that's, that's just kind of where I'm thinking, but man, I can't believe both of us left him off. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah. So who I didn't have was, J. Cole, I wrote down, but he would have been a stretch if you would have taken Kanye and Jay-Z. So that that's where I would have gotten to him. And then I also wrote here, I was building it differently. I would have put him Baby Keem in terms of being adding a certain style to what I was doing, but I didn't go with him. And then I left two producers left because I picked my three and then you took the other three that I had. I still had Kanye as a producer and I also wrote Weezy as a producer. So those are the two I had left. What about you?
Yeah, for producers, I had, like I said, I just kind of wrote down names. So like I definitely had a lot, but with producers, like it all depends on like what you're going for. Like the producers are the ones that, like, you know, you really have to kind of pick strategically rather than like who's the best, because, you know, other than like Dr. Dre, RZA, and even like a Pharrell and DJ Premier, like those, I feel like those four, and maybe even Timbaland too. Timbaland was one of the ones that I had on there who, you know, again, if I want hits, like I could do that, but I don't want to give up like one out of three spots just for hits, you know?
Yeah.
So Timbaland was one that I kind of put on there. I also kept on Kanye West as a producer as well. And again, that one was more kind of like, you know, I didn't pick him just because of all the other picks that I had. Like, I just don't feel like he would fit as nicely as some of the other guys that I have. So I had Kanye, Timbaland. I also had guys like J Dilla. You know, he could have been a good New Yorker for me, but, you know, I think to me, I got the best two New York producers in the whole board. So I'm not going to go with J Dilla after I picked those two. Rick Rubin, you know, kind of, you know, really well respected in the hip hop community, but may not always, you know, come through with like the best projects all the time. I thought of somebody like Swizz Beatz, who, you know, is, you know, very prominent in the hip hop community. I did have Hit-Boy on there. I feel like he's been on a run lately. So, you know, and that's not to say that he hasn't done stuff in the past, but I just, you know, I just kind of feel like his stuff lately has been a lot better than some of the stuff that he's done before. And then lastly, I had No ID, Boy Wonder, who actually, you know, I think has, you know, would compliment Drake really well, but I didn't want to add just a producer just to compliment one artist. You know, LP is somebody who I had with Run the Jewels. And then I did have Q-Tip until I picked A Tribe Called Quest. And then the last producer I just wrote down was Manny Fresh.
But again,
according to like, you know, my picks for, you know, the rappers and even some of the groups, like, I just don't think that he would fit that very well. Even like Run the Jewels, you know, like I said, Killer Mike is an Atlanta rapper, but they're kind of like a more like a cohesion of Atlanta and New York. So whereas Manny Fresh is mainly like Southern style,
New Orleans.
And I don't really have too many artists. Actually, I don't really have any artists on this list that are just strictly Southern. So I just feel like he wouldn't fit. So that's what I had for producers. How about any groups? Did you have any groups that were left over?
I had one, NWA. That was the only one I had left. Yeah. What about you?
Yeah. So I had a couple. I had NWA. I did think about the Beastie Boys. You know, they're definitely one of my favorite groups. But, you know, just, I think that some of the groups that you picked and that I picked are just a little bit better. I don't think that they really can compete with like a Wu-Tang or Outkast or, you know, Public Enemy, Tribe Called Quest. You know, I also had the duo of Eric B and Rakim. Like, you know, that was a hard one to not pick. I really went back and forth between that one and A Tribe Called Quest. So I had that one. The Clips I had, just because if I wanted to have Pusha T on my label, I would. But then I picked Drake, so I figured that's probably not a good idea. They'll probably beat each other up or something. And then the last two, one of them I think is a really good group, like currently. And I didn't pick them just because I don't really know how their career is going to go from here on out, especially because there's been rumors that they're going to be done. But Brockhampton is one of my personal favorite groups. So I had them on the list. And also one that I didn't think about until today, The Roots. And, you know, all the stuff that Questlove does for them and Black Thought, you know, like to me, like, and a lot of people might agree too, is like, they have, that's like a group that has like the best, probably one of the better 1-2 punches, you know, with Questlove doing like the production and Black Thought doing like the rapping. Like that's a really good combo that they both kind of do together. So I wrote them down as well, but just the cards weren't right and they just didn't fall into my lap. So
yeah, another one that I didn't write, but I just thought about was Mobb Deep as well. Mm. They're a group that just an honorable mention. Yeah. So this I think was great. I think it kind of went well and kind of not just picked, but we also were strategic and we also maybe I was being a little too strategic, but hey, it's my label. Trying to be successful out here.
There you go.
So before we end the show, it's time for the album review of Baby The Melodic Blue by Baby Keem. So take it away.
All right. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how I felt about this, to be honest with you. Like, I will say, as I was kind of going through each track and kind of writing down like whether or not it was good, okay, or bad, like I only came across like two tracks that I was like, no, I don't want to ever listen to this again. and so I'll just get those out of the way. I thought that they were Pink Panties. I thought was a track I was just like, nope, I'm just not feeling it. And then South Africa was another one that was just, it was just kind of weird to me. So I'll just get those out of the way. Those were the ones that I was just like, nah, not really feeling. I think lyrically he's not bad. He's really good. And for this to be like kind of like a debut, you know, album, I thought, you know, lyrically he was spot on. Like he had a lot of great, you know, a lot of great lyrics, particularly when he's rapping. You know, when he's singing, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I really like his singing voice all that much, especially with like so much auto tune sometimes that he does on some of the tracks. Like sometimes that to me just got a little bit too like overblown and like, you know, like really relied on it to kind of carry his singing voice a little bit. But you know, I thought for the most part, like when he had tracks where he was like actually just like going in and rapping, I thought he was really good. Kind of reminds me, I don't know if you would agree with this, but he kind of reminds me of like a Playboi Carti or maybe even like an XXXTentacion a little bit, like just some of the same styles to me. It's just kind of what I was hearing a little bit. And like I said, I thought he was a really good rapper, maybe not the best singer. And I also really appreciated on some of the tracks, he has some really good beat changes. In fact, there was one track and I don't really remember what track it was, but I think it was one of the, I think it was like the second one. I think it was Family Ties with Kendrick Lamar, where like, I feel like that song has like three different parts. Because there's like so many beat changes. So I really like that, but, good songs. I thought, Trademark USA, kind of the song that kind of tops it all off, I thought was a really good kind of like intro. Family Ties, kind of like what I talked about with Kendrick Lamar. Coco with Don Toliver, I actually really like that song a lot. And then probably my two favorite songs were Range Brothers with Kendrick
Lamar. Range Brothers is crazy.
I love that song. And I definitely get like a sense of like Kendrick Lamar when he was making that untitled EP that came out after To Pimp a Butterfly. He just has like this like very like, I don't know, sinister voice. It creeps me out. It gives me chills. But yeah, I love that. I love that song a lot. And then I also really liked 16, which has production from James Blake on it, which I thought was, I know James Blake has done a lot of production for a lot of hip hop artists, but that one was really cool just because I was listening to it on headphones and like, you just hear like the production kind of go like in the left ear, then in the right ear, then and it just keeps going back and forth. And so I really liked that a lot. Those are the tracks that I thought were really great. Some of the other tracks to me were just kind of okay. Issues, I thought was just okay. Gorgeous, Lost Souls, basically a lot of the songs that, you know, again, he was kind of singing on. I thought that the Durag Activity song with Travis Scott, I wanted more from Travis there. You know, I feel like his part was just a little bit either too short or may just not have like, I don't know, may not have been as kind of like exciting as I had hoped for it to be. And then the other one, with Kendrick Lamar, where Kendrick just kind of does like the refrain or whatever. I thought that one, Vent. I thought that one was just okay too. it might be a little selfish for me to say that I wanted more from Kendrick on that song, even though he was on two songs that he gave us a lot. So, but yeah, so I thought there was just kind of more like okay songs rather than good. But like I said, there was really only two songs that were just like not good for me. So I think for a debut album, this is really good. And I'm definitely interested to hear more from him. Like I said, I think that he's got to either improve his singing or he's just got to cut that stuff out completely. Cause like to me, his singing is not nearly as good as his rapping is. So that's kind of, those are kind of my thoughts. And I was glad to listen to it. It was definitely something different for sure. And I think that he's got a lot of room to grow and I'm excited to see what he does next. So
nice.
Is he a label mate with Kendrick? Is he on Kendrick's label?
Yeah, he signed I think, was it, what is Kendrick's? Oh, I don't know what his label
is. His new label, yeah.
And they're cousins. So did you catch the Love Lockdown sample?
No, on what song?
In Scars.
That was actually, I don't even think I wrote that one down. That was another good song that I really liked a lot. Scars. I didn't catch the Love Lockdown sample, but that was another good song that I really enjoyed.
Yeah, if you listen to it and like look for it, you'll definitely notice it.
Okay.
Cool. Awesome. So now it's time for you to give me an album to listen to. So,
all right, I'm gonna take some shots here just because I feel like these are albums that you probably have heard, but if you haven't, then like you definitely need to. So, the first one that I was kind of thinking of, have you heard Without Warning with 21 Savage, Metro Boomin, and Offset?
Yes.
Ah, darn. Okay. Have you heard Savage Mode 2?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Then this one's definitely going to be one that I know you haven't heard. And I don't know what made me think of it, but I was into this guy a lot this week, my number one pick. But just an album that I feel like in his discography, doesn't get a lot of attention. And I feel like to me, it's like one of his better albums. So I think I'm going to have to go ahead and give you Nas's Untitled album.
I've listened to that too.
Oh my gosh.
You've made me listen to it. Well, not you didn't make me. You told me how good it was junior year of college. And then I listened to it in junior year of college.
Okay.
You're like, right. Listen, you told me that what you just said right now is what you told me. What is that? 8 years ago? And I listened to it 8 years ago.
Jeez. All right. I'm really striking out here. Now I got to go into the phone and scroll through some stuff. Man. Okay. Hold on. Oh, okay.
Oh, wait.
What? I was on the clock for that one. All right. Have you heard The Great Adventures of Slick Rick?
No.
Okay.
I really wanted to listen to that. Perfect.
Boom. There you go. Perfect. Especially since we just got done talking about the 80s. So I think this is a good one. I think this one definitely like is underestimated. It's just a great classic 80s hip hop album. And I can't wait for me to pick again because I'm going to find something that's better, but this is a good album. And I'm excited for you to listen to it.
Yeah, this is an album I've wanted to listen to. I just haven't gotten around to it. So this actually was a good pick. Yeah.
Awesome.
So next week I'll review The Great Adventures of Slick Rick?
The Great Adventures of Slick Rick.
By Slick Rick.
By Slick Rick.
So end of show. As always, follow on Twitter at We Debate Hip Hop, on Instagram at The Hip Hop Debate. Subscribe on YouTube at The Hip Hop Debate. Let us know if you want to listen and it's on your streaming platform. We will make sure to get it on your streaming platform. And next week we will be back with more of a similar normal episode of the debating, but we wanted to try something new. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And any last remarks, Kyle?
No, I just make sure you comment for who's got the better team. Me or Paul. So you guys decide who's got the better team, and we'd love to hear your comments and kind of what you think, and also what would be your team if you had five rappers, three producers, and three groups to pick from. Kind of who would you pick as your team? So let us know in the comments.
Awesome, sounds great. So until next time, Deuces.
Peace.